12-year-old Marcy Thompson walks to class in her socks. The seventh grader fires up the computer in her family's Cross Plains apartment and logs into what looks like an instant messenger program. Then, at noon sharp,
good afternoon, everybody. This is Unit 3, Lesson 13 on the life cycle.
On one side of the screen, a panel shows a roster of students who are logged in from across the state, while pictures on the other side show the life cycle of mealworms. Students check in through their PC's microphone, sharing what their favorite animal is with the class.
My name is Marcy, and my favorite animal is a horse because they're so beautiful and fast.
Marcy's enrolled with the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, or WEVA, based in the northern Ozaukee School District about 130 miles away. Her mom, Julie Thompson, says the school's flexible schedule and programs make WEVA a better option for Marcy than a standard brick-and-mortar school.
She's an introvert, so having to put up with the distractions from the other kids, she wouldn't be able to work at her own pace. Her love of learning would probably shut off.
Last month, a court ruled that WEVA was operating illegally by letting parents act as certified teachers and operating beyond district boundaries. The Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC, filed the suit. Its legal counsel, Lucy Brown, says the teachers' union isn't against virtual learning, but wants to ensure accountability and fairness for all schools.
Less than 1% of the students in WEVA live in the Northern Ozaukee School District. Not 1 cent of local tax dollars supports WEVA's operation. All the funds come from the open enrollment monies deducted from the state school aids earmarked for WEVA students' home districts.
WEVA stands to lose several million dollars in state funding if the ruling stands. But while a court mulls over the school's appeal, the matter may not necessarily be settled by judges and attorneys, but rather politicians. Yesterday, a bipartisan group of lawmakers announced a compromise bill that would retain current funding levels for the state's dozen virtual schools. It would also require teachers be certified in their subject matter, form a parent advisory board, establish truancy rules, and make schools offer a certain number of hours of instruction per year. Racine Democratic State Senator John Lehman praised the measure he helped draft.
We believe that the particulars of the draft are going to be very satisfactory in both houses and to the governor.
These events could shake up things beyond Wisconsin's borders. Linda Cavaluzzo is an online education researcher for CNA Corporation. It's a nonprofit public research firm based in Virginia. She says the whole ruckus over WEVA may make other virtual schools across the U.S. stop and think about their own compliance with state education laws.
It could create a ripple in that people could look at their own legislation and decide whether there are problems with the way it's being operated in their own state. In fact, virtual schools are in 42 states, so we're talking about a very big, growing sector of education.
It's unclear how soon the issue will be resolved and whether that'll be by Wisconsin's legislature or courts. But many virtual school operators are betting they'll survive. WEVA and several other online schools begin open enrollment next month. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.